Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my flock, says the Lord. That is why this is what the Lord God of Israel says against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them out, and you have not taken care of them. I am about to appoint over you the evil of your deeds, says the Lord. And I will gather the remainder of my sheep from all the countries into which I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. And I will set up shepherds over them, and they will shepherd them, and they will no longer fear, and they will not be afraid, and they will not be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise a righteous branch to David, and he will reign as king, and he will act wisely and administer justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely, and this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when they will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the sons of Israel up out of the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought up and who brought in the seed of the house of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands into which I had driven them, and they will dwell on their own land. As for the prophets, my heart inside me is broken, all my bones tremble. I am like a drunkard, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, for on account of a curse the land is mourning. The places of pasturage in the desert have dried up, and their oppression is evil, and their boldness is out of place. For both prophet and priest have become profaned. Even in my house I have found their evil, says the Lord, which is why their way will be like slippery places for them in pitch dark. They will be pushed down and will fall in it. For I will bring trouble on them the year of their visitation, says the Lord. And among the prophets of Samaria I have seen superstition. They have prophesied by Baal, they have misled my people Israel. And among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in falsehood, and they strengthen the hands of those who do wrong, so that no one turns away from his evil. They are all like Sodom, and its inhabitants are like Gomorrah to me. That is why this is what the Lord of hosts says against the prophets. I am about to feed them with wormwood, and to give them hemlock water to drink. For profanity from the prophets of Jerusalem has pervaded the whole of the land. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They are causing you to act vainly. They speak the vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They gravely say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you will have peace. And to everyone who walks in the obstinacy of his heart, they say, no harm will come over you. For who has stood in consultation with the Lord and seen and heard his word? Who has listened to his word and heard it? Behold the Lord's storm. Fury has gone out, and a storm is breaking out. It will rage on the head of the wicked. The Lord's anger will not relent until he has carried out and until he has set up the purposes of his heart. In the last days you will consider it assiduously. I did not send these prophets, but they ran. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. But if they had stood in consultation with me, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and turned them away from their evil way, and from the wickedness of their deeds. Am I a God who is nearby, says the Lord, and not a God who is far away? If a man hides in secret places, will I not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesied falsely in my name, and said, I have had a dream, I have had a dream. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy falsely, and of the prophets of the deceit of their heart? who think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which each relates to his neighbour, just as their fathers forgot my name in favour of Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream relate the dream, and let him who has my word relate my word faithfully. What has straw got to do with the grain, says the Lord? Is my word not therefore like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer which can shatter rock? That is why I am quite against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, each one from his neighbour. I am quite against the prophets, says the Lord, who rest their tongue and declare, he says. I am quite against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and who relate them and mislead my people with their lies and their pretension. When I did not send them and did not command them, and they have not benefited this people at all, says the Lord. And if this people or the prophet or a priest should ask you, what is the oracle of the Lord? Then you will say to them, what oracle? That I will forsake you, says the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people who say, the oracle of the Lord, I will visit that man and his household. This is what you will be saying to one another, and a man to his brother. What has the Lord answered? And what has the Lord said? And you will no longer call the oracle of the Lord to mind, for the oracle will be each man's own word, for you have overturned the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. This is what you will say to the prophet. What has the Lord answered you? And what has the Lord said? And if you folk say, the oracle of the Lord, then this is what the Lord will say. Because of you saying these words, the oracle of the Lord, when I had word sent to you and had said, you shall not say the oracle of the Lord, because of that, look, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you and the city which I gave you and your fathers, leaving you out of my presence, and I will set over you an age-abiding reproach and age-abiding ignominy, which will not be forgotten.